Hello there, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible, a ministry of Christian Family Reformation. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and it's my prayer that as you and your family study God's Word together, you'll find this broadcast to be a blessing to your souls and an inspiration to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So without any further delay, let's get started. Today we're taking a closer look at the 14th Psalm. This psalm teaches us that all human doctrines and works without faith are nothing but an abomination in the sight of the Lord. The God that all fools and hypocrites worship is an idol of their own devising. They serve themselves and their own interests, not the Lord Jehovah, nor his son Jesus Christ. However, these kinds of persons always have the name of God in their mouth, and they boast of the law and the works of the law. But the fact remains that they do not know what the true worship of God is. They always hate and persecute his name and his holy scriptures. And all true doctrine concerning faith and the true fear and love of the Lord, they refuse to hear. Against all such characters as these, we must fight by prayer, and we are assured that these prayers will certainly be heard, as is hinted at in the last verse of this psalm, which promises the establishment of the kingdom and dominion of the Lord Jesus Christ. This psalm especially strikes at all persons who are very well modeled by those men who were called Pharisees in the days of Christ's earthly ministry. Those seemingly holy teachers of the law enforced the works and the righteousness of the law, and they even added laws of their own making. But in doing so, they were cruel torturers who tormented people's consciences. But this psalm promises the coming of that long-wished-for day of Christ and the redemption that was to be brought about by his coming. The gospel of spiritual freedom was revealed from Zion, and the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the apostles at Jerusalem. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, verse 7 says, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. What a blessed relief is provided for us in the sight of Jesus and in the hopes of his salvation. His blessed gospel bears up our minds under the sad and heartbreaking prospect of the universal corruption that seems to prevail all around us. What else except this can relieve our souls under the consciousness of our own participation in this universal corruption of fallen and depraved human nature? My soul, what would have been your state if you had not been redeemed in the blood of the Lamb? And if God had not found a ransom to deliver you from going down to the pit, see how the faithful ones of old long for the coming Savior, and how greatly does the entire Church of Jesus Christ now long for his second coming, which will usher in that everlasting day of joy and gladness in the heavenly kingdom. And this concludes our study today in the 14th Psalm. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I invite you to join me again here tomorrow, Lord willing, and continue experiencing the richness of His precious Word with your family. If you found this resource to be a blessing to you today, please share it with someone you know, and consider taking a moment to leave a comment and tell others what you found edifying. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube so you'll never miss a new broadcast. And feel free to visit my website, ChristianFamilyReformation.com, for inspiration and encouragement in your family's walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and I want to thank you again for tuning in today. May the Lord inspire you to live life today in light of eternity. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.